Thanks for joining us. Here now is Darlene Sailor with this week's encouraging words. Today's program is titled, Women Who Can't Get Along.
When they came to me, the two women were at a heated impasse. They were both Sunday school leaders in a large church. The dilemma was that one of them strongly believed hexagonal-shaped crayons were the best for children to use, while the other insisted that round crayons were the only way to go. Now, as ridiculous as it may sound, they stood toe-to-toe on the issue, and neither one would give in. A similar thing happened to two women in the Bible. Paul wrote, "I plead with Euodia and I plead with Syntyche to agree with each other in the Lord." Like the two Sunday school leaders, these women were both energetic workers for the Lord. Scripture tells us that many had come to faith in Christ through their efforts working alongside Paul. But some difference of opinion had grown into an impasse. I hate to admit it, but I've observed this problem seems to happen more often among women than among men. In a board meeting, for instance, two men can argue vehemently about an issue. But when the meeting is over, the two men can go out and play basketball together without holding on to hard feelings. But when two women disagree, they don't want to even talk to each other, let alone have lunch together. Yes, it's possible to believe in Christ, work hard for His kingdom, and yet have strong disagreements with others who are committed to the same cause. But there is no excuse for remaining unreconciled. In the case of Euodia and Syntyche, Paul called on one of the leaders in the church to help them settle their disagreement. In the case of the two Sunday school leaders, buying two kinds of crayons solved the problem. Psalm 133 says, "How good and pleasant it is when brothers, and I might add sisters, live together in unity." Do you need to iron out your differences with someone today? Maybe a mutual friend can help.
You've been listening to Darlene Sailor's Encouraging Words. For more information on the program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.